Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, reality TV ticks me off for many reasons. But for the main reason is people who supposedly love each other or are together don't look like they're together on reality TV.
What do you mean?
It's all about conflict between people between friends who supposedly like each other and they're yelling and screaming. And isn't it nice once in a while to see two people that are together that actually have nice things to say about each other? You don't see it very often, and I think we could use a little more of it. In fact, I crave it once in a while. To hear that, wow, there is such a thing as a relationship where
it's so refreshing.
They respect each other and love each other, and even though they've been together for a while, they still have passion for each other. And isn't that nice to see?
Yeah, it's refreshing. Yeah.
So that's why I've chosen a couple of these letters that don't really fit the criteria that I was looking for. I posted on Twitter after reading the story about the guy in Maryland who swam 5 hours after his little boat capsized with his grandpa on it and his 3-year-old son on it and his daughter on it. So they're all hanging on the side of the boat in the middle of a terrible, terrible supercell thunderstorm. And he leaves that boat. Not that that's the safest place to be, but to push off from there in total darkness, middle of the night, in a storm, and start swimming. I mean, you got to think you're never going to see them again.
3 miles.
Yeah, 3 miles. Took him 5 hours. And he,
in a storm,
he essentially crawled up to the first house that he saw and knocked on the door, and they got 911 and Coast Guard came out, and sure enough, they found them out there.
That's a hero right there.
That's a hero. So I asked, you know, is your husband a hero? Has he ever saved anybody's life or saved your life? And, you know, that's an unusual thing to ask for. How many people does that really apply to?
Right.
But there are a lot of women that wrote about husbands who saved their lives in less direct ways. You know? We got a few of those. And I thought I'd share a couple with you right now. And I'm doing this one from Jennifer because she and her husband are leaving on a cruise tomorrow morning, and I want to make sure they hear it.
Oh, cool.
She says, and I'm going to warn you, I may put some sappy music under this because this is pretty good.
No, it's not sad enough without the sappy.
It's not sad. How can I possibly tell you what an amazing person my husband is? Can I even begin to express the pride I have for him? I have been faced with the awkward, sudden quiet that befalls a room when I mention my husband's occupation. I've heard the negative comments about other men and women like him. My husband is a police officer, and I'm not shy about letting people know. I'm positive that he would prefer that I didn't talk about it so openly. It's difficult for him to know that I could be hurt by someone because of his job. He gets up every day and puts on a uniform that intimidates some and infuriates others. What I see when he puts on that uniform is a man that is driven by his passion to help others. He chose this job despite the negative thoughts and actions that people demonstrate towards police and his brothers and sisters in blue. He often sees people in the worst moments of their lives, whether it's a car accident, a death of a loved one, or being a victim of a crime. He faces each of these moments with honesty and respect and integrity and dignity. He witnesses the worst of our society. He's our protector from the evil in this world. When he's out in the streets, he's a police officer. He works nights, weekends, holidays, birthdays, any other important event you may think of. He deals with the guilt of missing those events that are personal in his life and the reactions of people who don't understand why he's not there. He's been a hero to more people than I could possibly count. And despite the ugliness he sees, he's remained the most positive, happy, charming man, same as the man I met when I was 18. He comes home to me every day full of love and laughter. He never lets the stress of his job affect our marriage. He has the incredible ability to be a phenomenal police officer and then come home and be a wonderful, devoted husband. I have the job of watching him walk out our door every day to face a world filled with malice towards him. I wait, terrified that one person's actions could rock my whole world, that one day I won't wake up to the sound of heavy boots and Velcro ripping. The sound that lets me know my husband made it through another night on duty. Would my life be easier if I hadn't married a police officer? I can't say. What I do know is this. The best things in life aren't easy, but they are worth it. My husband is the love of my life, my best friend, and my hero. Sincerely, a wife behind the badge, Jennifer Trevino.
Wow.
God, that almost made me cry.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So cool.
That is awesome. Way to go, Jennifer.
You know what? I've decided to only highlight people named Trevino on this episode. And that's why I now welcome Amber Trevino. Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Are you related to Jennifer Trevino?
I am. I'm her sister-in-law.
You're her sister-in-law?
Uh-huh. Well,
you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know this. We got about 1,000 letters, and I picked 2 of them. And then I noticed just now they're both named Trevino.
How about that? Well,
that's funny.
So that's your sister-in-law?
That's my sister-in-law, and Ruben's my brother-in-law. He's married to my husband. I mean, he's brothers to my husband.
So you guys talked about this and said, we're both going to write a letter.
Actually, no. I saw the post, and I said, why not? Let me put what I feel about my husband, Robert. And then I said, you know what, Jen? I said, this is on there. I said, you might want to write about Ruben, too.
Wow.
I mean, one wife can't write about her husband and the other wife doesn't. I mean, that'd make the other
Well, sure they could. That's really cool.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, let me read yours, okay?
Okay.
This is Amber Trevino, and she, too, is the wife of a hero. What are the odds that these two girls...
married heroes.
Married to brothers who are heroes.
Has that ever been done before? Have there been superhero brothers?
Yeah, 2 heroes in 1 family.
Wow.
Here's what Amber says.
Okay.
I cannot say that my husband Robert has literally saved my life, but he has in a spiritual, emotional way. We started dating in 1996 when we were in high school. We married 8 years later in June of 2003. 2 years later, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma and underwent 6 months of chemotherapy. Robert was by my side the entire time through various surgeries, my first chemo session, doctor's appointments, etc. He didn't judge when I would get so sick to my stomach after each session to the point that I would pee my pants while I was puking because the heaves were so terrible. We actually laugh about that now. And I am grateful that it happened to me and not someone else in my family. I was told I would lose my hair. He immediately offered to buy me a bottle of Scalp Shine.
My man.
Thankfully, I didn't lose all my hair, although I was excited about not having to shave my legs. I was also told I would never have children.
Oh.
Well, 3 months after my final chemo session, miraculously, I got pregnant.
Oh, great.
So, Robert's a hero in another way. He has heroic super little guys who were able to swim to safety. Well done. We now have 3 kids.
Wow.
And I'm so happy I met Robert and that we grew together. I wouldn't change my life even if I could, other than maybe not being a furloughed government employee, but who can complain about 3-day weekends through October? I love your show, and thank you for making us laugh every morning. Amber Trevino, wife of a hero.
Yay. Both of the Trevinos.
Yeah.
All of the Trevinos.
All right, so how come you and your sister-in-law Jennifer aren't going on that cruise together?
Well, I don't know. Good question.
She said she's leaving on a cruise tomorrow.
Yeah, they don't have kids yet, so...
Yeah, you got 3.
Still trying, but we have 3, and we just bought our a house, so we're trying to work on that.
So it's a little expensive.
That,
yeah.
Where do you guys live?
Yeah. We live in Boulevardy, Texas, right outside of San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for this weekend?
A whole lot of nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad. You know
why? Why do you feel bad?
Well, because her other sister, writes about her, her sister-in-law writes about their hero. She gets to leave on a cruise tomorrow. You don't get to do anything.
Well, she's in Boulevardy. A lot happening in Boulevardy.
You should go to SeaWorld or something.
Why not?
Water park or something.
Bust out a jar of that Scalp Shine and, see what's happening.
Hey, I got an idea. Have you ever been to the Hyatt Hill Country Hotel?
Never.
It has that lazy river goes all the way around it.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Why don't you guys, this is just off the top of my head, I swear, so I haven't done anything. Robert, can you call and see if they can get a room for Saturday for them? Let's get them a suite because they got 3 kids. And how about Saturday night and Sunday, you guys go down the lazy river and hang out and just be happy that you have a family and that nobody's sick and everybody's doing good. Can you do that?
I can do that.
You can make that happen?
All right.
I can make that happen. Now you can convince Robert to get in the water.
Robert's black?
Robert doesn't like being in the water. Robert's black.
What?
What do you mean, Robert?
No,
Robert's black. Brothers don't get in the water too often.
God, what a stretch that was.
No. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Is Robert black?
But my kids will get it. He's not.
Okay.
No,
oh, wow.
All right.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I've never seen him get in water.
Okay. Well, he can, you know, he can be the can be the big protector of the kids as they're going around the lazy river.
He can do that.
And the water's only about 3 feet deep.
Yeah, so it's not too bad.
No. It's such a great resort. It's a great resort. So we'll check there. If the Hyatt,
awesome.
If the Hyatt's full, there's a beautiful new Marriott over there, too. And the Marriott, I forget.
I don't know.
But it's beautiful. So we'll put you in one of those two on Saturday, and you'll have a Saturday night stay, and you can hang out on Sunday, too.
Awesome.
Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome.
Yay.
Thank you for writing us. Appreciate it.
That would be great.
Awesome.
Of course. Thank you for making us laugh every day.
Listen, I'm so happy that you're in the clear. When is your official when's your official date of remission?
It was actually right before Christmas of 2005, so it was halfway through my session.
Christmas of 05.
December of 05, and
with Hodgkin's they want you clear 7 years, right?
5 years.
5 years clear.
Okay.
Non-Hodgkin's is 7.
5 years.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah. And so I got the good one. If you're going to get it, I got the good one.
That is the good Hodgkin's. Did you get it from Epstein? Did you have an Epstein-Barr virus? Is that what you had?
Never.
Never.
Nothing.
Weird.
Nothing. Just, but not hereditary. And like I said, I never cried about it. It was always, I'm glad it was me and nobody else.
I love your attitude.
Yeah,
People talk about Hodgkin's as the good Hodgkin's, and then there's the bad Hodgkin's, which is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is... the primary difference is that non-Hodgkin's tends to metastasize into other parts of your body. And Hodgkin's doesn't. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it follows a certain pattern.
It has a very high cure rate, like 90% cure rate.
Mm-hmm.
Hodgkin's does.
It does, yes, Hodgkin's.
So you are good to go forever, we hope. And we hope you have a great weekend at the Hill Country, whatever.
Yeah, the Hill Country, whatever.
So
whichever one it is. Hill Country Marriott or Hill Country.
We'll figure it out.
Whatever.
Whoever's got a room. And if you're listening this morning and you work at the Hill Country Hyatt or the Marriott and you want to help me get a better rate because I'm paying for this myself, that would be awesome.
That would be great.
I really hadn't budgeted this. So if you want to help get a decent rate, that'd be fine. You can call us here, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Email is kid@kidnation.com. That's where I got Amber's letter. Don't write me if you expect me to give you something. I probably won't. This is the first time I've done it. It just kind of hit
That's
me.
That's cool.
It's not anything I plan out.
It's all good.
Yeah. So, Amber, tell me your husband's name and your kids' names. Again, we know Robert. Who are the kids?
Robert, and then we have Bobby, or Rob, and then Madison, whose birthday was yesterday.
Okay, give me the ages,
Nathan.
Too. How old is Robbie Jr.?
17.
Uh-huh.
And then Maddie's 10, and Nathan is 6.
6, 10, and 17.
Oh. Man.
Yep.
Cool.
Spaced them out.
Yep.
Well, I hope you guys have a great family weekend. I hope we can make that happen.
Thank you so much.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I love summertime because every week it's more blockbusters. Ticket or skip it. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
This week it's like Ryan Reynolds versus Ryan Reynolds. He's got two movies in the theaters this week.
He does.
Lucky.
Starting with Turbo. Turbo is the animated feature that stars Ryan Reynolds and Paul Giamatti and Michael Pena, and basically it's a snail that competes in the Indianapolis 500.
I don't really understand how the snail got his powers. I don't think a snail could survive what happened to him.
It was a freak accident.
I know, but a snail would never survive that.
Well, just don't try drinking any carburetor fluid or anything to see if it actually works.
Well, I want to now that I know that it makes you way faster.
I don't like snails, never have, because of an incident that happened to me.
What happened?
What?
Okay, when I was married, we were at the beach house, and my wife asked me to go out and get some snails for escargot.
Mm-hmm.
So I go out to the beach. I start collecting snails.
Yeah.
A beautiful woman walks up to me and goes, "What do you do?" And I told her. Next thing you know, we're in her hotel room.
Oh.
I fall asleep. I don't wake up till the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a dinner party. That's why I was getting the snails.
Yeah.
So I'm running back with the snails, right? I got my bag of snails. I'm running back to the house. And I'm running up the stairs, and I'm so frantic, I drop the snails, and they go all over the stairs. Right then, my wife opens the door. She's like, "Where have you been?" I couldn't think of anything. So I look back at the snails, and I said, "Come on!"
Wow. That's funny right there, dude. That's funny.
All All right, let's go ticket or skip it on this one. What do you think of Turbo?
Well, I don't have my daughter this weekend. She's with her dad, so I'm going to skip it.
Yeah.
I really don't do cartoons a lot, but this actually looks kind of cute. So if I happen to start dating a chick that has a kid, I'll take it.
You should do only cartoons. You might actually stay awake and actually understand the movie.
See, I watch anything Ryan Reynolds is in, so take it.
So let's move to the next Ryan Reynolds movie. It's a buddy movie with Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, R.I.P.D. I am really excited about it, except it's sort of a little deja vu because I feel like I've seen this before.
Well, R.I.P. means rest in peace.
Right. Yeah.
P.D. is police department. So what do we have here? A dead cop buddy movie?
Pretty much.
Well, basically you have Men in Black, except now it's dead cops.
And they
instead of
live in different bodies because Jeff Bridges is a hot blonde chick and Ryan Reynolds is an old Asian guy. I know. It doesn't make sense. Remember when I said I would watch anything Ryan Reynolds is in? Skip it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It looks so fun.
I would rather watch Rhode Island Police Department videos than this.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yes.
Because I did love Men in Black, and so it's nice to see another buddy movie sort of along those same lines.
Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges. Isn't Jeff Bridges used to working with actors?
Whoa, sir.
Not that he wasn't fantastic in The Proposal.
Excuse me, Ryan Reynolds is a great thespian.
He was
so
dreamy.
So mind your business.
I don't care his sexual preference. I don't see his movie.
Always dreamy.
Well, ticket or skip it, you guys.
I usually like stupid movies. I can just kind of turn my brain off. But if I turn my brain off on this one, I might not turn it back on. So skip it.
I love Jeff Bridges. Not a huge fan of Ryan Reynolds' work. So I'm going to go with The Big Leskipski. Apologies to the dude. And then we have Red 2, for all those who've been patiently waiting for the sequel to Red 1.
Actually, I heard Red was really fun, and based on this trailer, now I want to go back and rent that so I can know what's going on before I see Red 2.
It does look pretty funny.
How about senior citizen hitmen and hitwomen? That's what you got here with Bruce Willis, Morgan Freeman, John Malkovich, Helen Mirren, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mary Louise Parker. It's like a who's who of AARP actors.
Oh.
And they're all Black Ops CIA agents, and they're all killing each other, but with humor.
Yeah.
I know Bruce Willis is no fun in real life. I know he's a pain in the butt to interview, but I love him in movies.
I do.
I just think he's so cool.
Well, I miss seeing Bruce Willis on TV in this kind of role, you know, the old Die Hard days. So go ahead and give me a
ticket. That's all he does.
That's all right. I like that.
And we love it.
How could you miss it? That's all he does.
Well, he hadn't done one in a while.
He did one an hour ago.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Ticket.
It's broke. Skip it.
Yeah, he did have Die Hard. That sucked. Then G.I. Joe Retaliation. That kind of sucked.
Die Hard 7 sucked. Die Hard 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
That's just your opinion.
Third time's a charm, though. Ticket.
You know what? I'll go ahead and say ticket, but I need him to blow that ticket out of my hand.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Get Over It lines are open right now at 1-800-KID-LIVE.
1-800-543-3548.
1-800-5-GEEK-IT. All right. I've got some from the Twitter here. Oh, my God. To my ex-girlfriend in Georgia, who told me I would never get a job in Dallas. Here I am with a job and without you. Get over it.
Oh,
wow.
People are so angry with their get over
it. To the phones we go.
All right.
For the Get Over It Lodge with Kid Craddock in the morning. Kristen.
To my sister-in-law who got pregnant 3 weeks before me, I'm not copying you. Get over it. We can both be pregnant at the same time.
Oh. She got pregnant 3 weeks before you?
Yeah, she announced it to the family 3 weeks before me, and she thinks that I'm stealing her thunder because we got pregnant too.
So she might be calling later, huh, telling you to get over it.
Right.
She's probably on the other line.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. Hello, Chris. You're on the Get Over It lines.
To my mom, I'm gay. Get over it.
Okay. You got to give her some time, sweetie.
Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, to that punk kid that decided to steal my car and leave his wallet in the back seat when he ditched it, you need to go to juvie. Get over it.
Dumb criminals.
Stupid car thief.
He left his driver's license in the car.
What an idiot.
Oh, man.
Cherie, hi.
To my photographer, so I would not leave my husband for someone twice my age just to pursue modeling. Get over it.
Oh,
you must be hot.
So you went to have modeling pictures taken, and he wanted you to leave your husband.
Yes, I've been working with him for over a year, and apparently he decided he fell in love with me, and I would not leave my husband.
Aw, you're irresistible.
He's got a portfolio full of your pictures. You know.
Yeah, he does.
Can
Kelly, do you hate her right now?
No.
Okay.
Why would I hate her?
I don't know.
Oh, because she's hotter than me?
Because she's irresistible.
Because I'm a potato head?
No, you said she's irresistible. All right. Hello, Tara.
To my family, I am marrying my sister's ex-boyfriend. Get over it.
Oh, you done dipped your pen.
Ouch. Ouch.
Now, hold on a minute.
Dang.
How is that okay?
Because she was the one that set us up.
Okay, so she's all right with it?
Yes.
Is she still all right with it?
As far as I know.
How long did they date?
As far as you know. What does that mean?
She says to our face that it's okay with her, but she goes behind my back and tells my family it's not okay.
That means it's not okay.
Exactly. You're a woman. You know how you guys are.
Come on. Your sister's ex-boyfriend?
How long was she with him?
For about 4 months.
Uh-huh. All right.
How long have you been with him?
About 3.
And you're marrying him?
Yes.
How long were you with him before she broke up with him?
Oh, I've never been with him before she was.
Okay. How much time elapsed?
About 10 months.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
Why did they break up?
Because she went back to her husband.
Okay. Acceptable.
She sounds all confused anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We side with you. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get over it, family. We side with you. Plus, you're a listener.
Well, those will be limits, such though. Interesting family get-togethers
oh my
for years.
Gosh, right?
They're supposed to be off limits.
Man.
Look at how much time elapsed. You're not supposed to get with your brother. Me and your brother, Stacey, and I dated somebody last year. You're not supposed to date her this year.
I know.
You should not sit at Thanksgiving dinner with someone you have seen naked over the age of 18.
Okay.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
You mean an ex?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, it's going to be family. He's family now.
What if you accidentally walked in on grandma?
All right, that's different.
All right.
Walking in on grandma is probably not what these two were doing.
It's going to be weird. Yeah.
But from now on, we will call
that. That's the new code.
Walking in on grandma. From now on. All right. BJ, hi.
To all my coworkers, I didn't graduate college, and I make more money than you.
Oh,
get over it.
Yeah.
Now.
What are you doing going around bragging to everybody how much money you make?
Right.
How would they know?
He's probably their boss.
What kind of work do you do, BJ?
What's that?
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a computer programmer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What you bringing down?
About 70K.
Nice.
Dang.
Not bad, dude.
How many student loans do you have?
Not very much. I only went to school for a semester. I was in the Air Force for 6 years.
Good for you. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Military. Good deal. Let's go to Mary. Hi.
Hi. To my best friend, you sleep with a whole bunch of guys. You sleep around. They're not going to care about you the next day. Get over it.
That is true.
It's a hard thing to impress upon your friends who just want to be loved.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Italia.
Italia. Mom. Yes, I spank my kid.
Shout
get
out.
Over it.
Ooh.
Get over it.
Shout out right there.
Do you spank him in front of people?
No, never in front of people, but oh my God, I spank my kids. They're like, oh my God, let's put your kid in timeout. That's abuse.
A little smack on the butt don't hurt nobody.
Funny how times change.
Exactly.
It used to be a,
I'm not a fan of it.
Badge of honor.
So is slavery.
As long as you don't leave a mark.
Not all traditions are, you know, should be here to stay.
A swat on the bottom is sometimes necessary.
Yeah.
Mama come down the street with that pink robe with that belt in her hand.
Yeah, I used to get the belt. I knew. I messed up.
Never understood when I was told not to hit and they would punish me by hitting me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure you put that much thought into it when you were 6.
You think spanking stops at 6? Al, when'd you get your last beaten?
Probably around 12.
It was
a spanking. It wasn't, you know, it was like a belt or a Hot Wheel track or something like that.
By the end, we were just laughing about it because I was so
Mom,
long.
I'm 17.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So long. Hey, Patrick.
Hey. Hey. I want to tell my brother's girlfriend that you're never going to be as good as my girlfriend, so get over it.
Sounds a little petty. I don't know.
Nice.
Jessica, hi.
Hi, to all my Verizon Wireless customers, I'm not giving you credit. Get over it.
Oh, snap.
Oh, really?
What do they want credit for?
your bills, pay your bills. I pay mine.
All right. So sympathetic.
Right. Hard for everybody. Get over it. Right.
Paula.
This is to all the people in the fast lane. I like going 60. Go around me and get over it.
You're that person.
Oh, I hate you so much right now as a driver. Why would you be in that lane? Why?
Well, why not?
Because it's for passing only. It says that all over the place.
You can get ticketed for that, actually. My father was once.
Huh. Well,
get over it.
You just tell that cop to get over it.
Yeah, get over it.
That, you know what? That's my get over it. Is like if the speed limit in that lane to me is infinity.
Yeah.
If you're going slower than the car behind you wants to go,
yeah,
you got to move.
You do need to move over.
I think. I see more accidents from people that have to leave that lane to go around somebody.
Yeah.
And they end up going three lanes across.
Yeah.
All right, Marissa, I know. You should drive the speed limit.
Move on. Move on.
All right, Jennifer, hi.
Hi, to my dad. I work at McDonald's, but it's only to build up my clientele. Get over it.
To build up my clientele for what?
What clientele are you building up?
You opening up a restaurant?
I'm a massage therapist, but I just opened my own practice.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, so you work at McDonald's.
So you give a Big Mac and a rub down?
McDonald's to build up your massage therapy business.
So how does this go down? We walk up to the counter, order a Big Mac real quick, and then you offer a massage?
Why not? If that's where the most people go in my town. Everybody goes to McDonald's.
Okay. And so you have conversations with them. You're like, okay, so you had the number three. And by the way, are you really tight right now?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, cool.
I see that you're stressed out ordering a large coffee. I can help with that.
Oh, wow. And do you hand out your cards?
I sure do.
And McDonald's is okay with that?
Well, what are they going to do? They need me more than I need them.
No, of course they do.
Oh, there you go. Well,
McDonald's can get over it.
McDonald's get over it.
Get over it, McDonald's.
I mean, think about it. What would McDonald's do if they lost you?
Right?
Oh, yeah, they'd hire
another person. Me to be the cashier. And
good for you. You know what? If that's where the people are, go get them.
It's good marketing.
Yeah. So who's getting over it? I don't remember. Oh, her dad.
Yeah.
Because dad doesn't think working at McDonald's is the best way to get clients. All right, Felicia, you get the last one. Make it good.
To my ex-husband, who's man enough to fight at war and on his third wife, but not man enough to speak to me on the phone to visit his kids, get over me.
Oh, dang! You brought it right there!
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back on your Friday with Kid Craddock in the morning. Now, Jenna's in San Diego at Comic-Con, and she's probably giving us pretty hilarious stories. Do you remember when Shannon was at that anime convention?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, I do. Because there were a bunch of geeks at that place, too.
I bet Shannon fit right in.
Totally.
As soon as I walk out of the room from getting my press pass, this is what I walk into.
Doing this just while you're walking up.
Next to the water fountain, three of them standing there doing this.
Oh, my God. I'm sure each of them under their arm, the hottest chick you've ever seen.
Or no chick at all.
All right.
And I had to stop them because...
Hold on.
That's pretty cool.
Call us right now if you know that song.
I see.
That's pretty good. That's they got it all cool. timed out together.
800-KID-LIVE if you know that song.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You thought that was cool, Jason. Now, I know you didn't want to interrupt, but you did go up and talk to one of the girls?
Yeah, I did. I was walking down the hallway from one end to the other, and this is the next person that I run into. It's a woman wearing a wedding gown, and she has pointy elf ears on.
Hmm. Are you sure she wasn't really a Vulcan?
Yeah. I'm sure. She was Mrs. Spock.
No, she was dressed up like that on purpose.
Pointy elf ears and a wedding gown.
Mm-hmm.
They're just regular night elf ears.
Night elf?
Duh.
Night elf.
What is a night elf?
A night elf is per se a race of elf. Like you have your woodland elves and whatnot, but it really has more to do with the size of the ears and where they live and whatnot.
Okay, so you are an elf in a wedding dress? Is that what that is?
Actually, I'm Zelda, wedding edition, pretty much. The idea is that Link left me at the altar, and I'm wandering around trying to find him.
Do you ever dress up like this outside of these conventions?
Yes, I actually did. Once for my speech in college. I mean, I got a good grade on it and everything, and I'm not afraid to walk out in public and like this. I have no fear about it at all.
Do you think people like her go back to their real jobs and they're just totally normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think probably you always an egghead. You know, at her job, she's probably you can hear it in the tone of her voice. She's very smart, very. Yeah. I just catch an intellectual vibe off
mm-hmm.
of her.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You're self confident, and you show it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm in a Jedi group even, too, and we go to the park and practice with our lightsabers even.
Okay. Now you're scary.
Mm. I'm in a Jedi group.
I love this.
And they practice with their lightsabers.
They play with toys still.
Oh, my.
And they're smart.
What if she has, like, this corporate job and she gives, like, PowerPoint presentations by day?
That's what I was just saying.
Yeah. That's just odd to me.
She works in a deli at a grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then I was completely wrong.
Yeah, so she devotes
her
life.
Now, that is not saying that smart people can't work in a deli.
Sure they can.
I just thought her job would be, like you said, the PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have, like, a Jedi outfit that I'll wear around every now and then and freak out my bosses up at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I bet it does.
Absolutely.
Ooh, boy.
Yep, you are most likely to come back with an automatic weapon. Right?
No.
And if you want, go to kidnation.com. We've got pictures of some of these people as we talk about them. So I turn the corner, go down some stairs, and I hear random singing again. But this time it's...
How many conventions are you walking around? You just hear people singing at random.
I guess. Right.
Well, no. Joy in their heart.
This time it's an impromptu opera.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No, shout out. Maria.
Are you trying to get to him? Trying to find him?
They are acting this out. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but they are falling on the floor.
I wonder.
Wow.
Method.
What anime is that?
Opera? I don't know.
It must be a battle. They're acting out a battle if they're falling on the floor.
I guess so.
They're being smote.
Now, getting back to our very first song. We were asking, you know, if anybody knows what that is. Hello, Randy.
Hello.
Hey, what you got there?
I'm pretty sure that's a battle song from Final Fantasy VII.
Absolutely.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. Wow. Not 10.
Okay. Awesome.
I wonder, can
thank
we
you,
hold
Randy.
Our...
Good looking out. Appreciate it.
I wonder, can we hold our iPhone app up to the speaker?
You wonder, can we what?
Can we hold our app up that
Shazam.
Tells you what
to... Can we hold it up?
You wonder, can we hold it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
JC, I wonder, can you hand me that?
Kid, see if Shazam will name that tune.
Yeah, we could do that. Put it up on Shazam on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay. So where were we? We heard the opera. Now we got to get to the nerds, right?
Yes. These are younger kids than mm-hmm. I've seen. So they're kind of hop, skip, jumping down the way. So I do it after them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see what their deal is.
Mm-hmm.
We're just convention goers.
No way.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
She really talks like that?
Yes.
We're just convention goers.
No, there's okay. No way.
How old is that person?
14.
Okay, I believe.
Okay, well, that's better.
Well, that's still not like that, though.
No, it's
we're just
not
convention odd. Goers.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
she's not
is
in character?
This that you're dressed up as?
What character's from 9?
All right, I'm going to slow
9?
That down and see if she sounds normal at a slower pace, all right?
What character's from 9?
Yeah, much more normal. Okay.
We're the characters 3, 4, and 5.
So, which one are you?
5.
Okay. Are you proud to be 5?
Mm-hmm.
Do you dress up like this often?
Yeah, when we go to conventions for Halloween and stuff.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Do other kids at school know that you dress up like this for conventions and stuff?
Oh, well, we're homeschooled, but okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead.
Sometimes sometimes peer pressure is a good thing. Because, you know, if every kid in the school is like, dude... You know, you might get the clue.
Yeah.
If you're homeschooled,
no. You don't know.
You just got mom going, yeah, looks awesome.
Look great, kid.
This is fragile. We need to be careful about the bullying.
Yeah.
We're not what?
People trying to
it's
do their own thing.
It's a sensitive topic.
You know?
That's not
bad. So you can go ahead. You're curious
mm-hmm.
about what?
Everything in the world.
What do you want to know?
She's
faking
that voice.
I can answer all your questions.
Where's the source? Yeah, where's the source?
It's the sun.
Oh, that's two girls.
Yeah, because they're in character.
And they're using the same voice.
Yeah.
Because they're elves. Where's the source?
Source is the sun.
The source is the sun?
Yeah.
Did you know that? No.
All right.
And now they're just annoying.
Yeah. So I had to just end that and walk away. And one of the last people that I see inside the con, that's what they call them, convention, con, seriously scared me. I jumped back when I saw, I call it an it, because I don't know if it was a boy or a girl.
Wow.
Some scary-looking elf-type thing that talks funny, so I stopped to find out why she's scaring people.
Now, I thought this was the guy that was in the Pepsi machine.
No, that's next.
That's a different one. Okay.
Can I ask you, oh, God. What are you dressed up as?
Skull Kid.
Skull Kid? Who's Skull Kid?
The villain from a game called Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask.
Okay.
Again, the voice.
is what the game takes its name from. It's an evil mask that possesses whoever wears it.
Oh, so you're possessed?
Yeah, pretty much.
So what is the significance of dressing up at a convention like this?
It just makes it more fun. Plus, there are contests for costumes like this.
I personally think that pretty much everything we do in life is to get someone to be attracted to us.
Uh-huh.
Well, is that what they're doing? And they're in that environment and like, wow, a girl will see this and go, hey.
You know what? There are girls there.
I won't be needing a ride home tonight.
There are girls there that are playing with sabers in the park. Yes. Yeah. There's a person that'll be attracted to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, what are the prizes like at those contests?
It depends on what place you get. First prize, you usually get a big trophy, along with a bucket full of candy, anime box sets, manga, stuff like that.
So I just wanted to see what was going on with your costume. I'm sorry it scared me. It really did.
It's all right. It's supposed to.
All right.
All right.
It's supposed to.
What a condescending delivery.
And Hello, baby. What are you drinking?
And so I finally decide that I can get out of here. I get the idea. Mm-hmm. So I walk outside to leave, and
This is the Pepsi machine, right?
This is the Pepsi machine.
Heard about this.
I see a guy standing there in a box that's supposed to be a Pepsi machine. So I try to talk to him, but I couldn't hear him through the box, and he didn't want to take the box off.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to get this ridiculous laugh from this guy on tape, and I thought that this would be a great way to end the day.
This could be maybe the official laugh of Comic-Con.
You could put money in there and something would come out?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know what comes out of there.
Because where the
That slot is in a bad spot. Yeah,
a very bad spot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't want anything coming out of there.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm naturally like this.
Oh, wow. Scary.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.